Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jesse Jefferson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball four. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bumbrey moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Muser reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Muser hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Bumbrey picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Bumbrey. Orta goes all the way around to score. Muser moves to third. It's 2-1 Orioles. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Muser scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Grich steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Blair steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann fires to first and picks off Grich. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Terry Forster now pitching. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Orta fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund now playing right field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orta. The throw from Williams and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Grich moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Forster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Don Baylor pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing left field. Grant Jackson now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. One out. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Tony Muser. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Alvarado reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Aaron now playing first base. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.